USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is feeling confident about an agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
I've made clear time and again defaulting on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6 defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president. In an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively issue pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. San Diego police and lifeguards are asking people to be safe at the beach over the Memorial Day holiday. Lifeguards are asking people to only swim in supervised areas, to be aware of rip currents.
Know how to identify them. If you happen to get caught in a rip current, go with the flow, keep your head above water, raise your hand for assistance.
That's lifeguard Lieutenant Rick Strobel. They're also asking people to speak up if they see something, especially in crowded areas like Belmont Park, where there have been shootings in the past. Some parents in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex are finding a shocking book in their children's backpacks this week. Winnie the Pooh's Stay Safe is a new book about what to do in an active shooting.
The book was sent home with children as young as four, parents say, with no warning or follow-up discussion. The illustrated book features Winnie the Pooh and some of his friends telling kids what to do. Things like, if danger is near, do not fear. Hide like Pooh does until the police appear. Some parents and teachers say they find the book disturbing, especially since it was sent home the same week as the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde school shooting, where 21 people were killed.
That's Tony Waterman reporting. This is USA News.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide and make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
Thanks to a judge's ruling, the parents of murder victim Gabby Petito will get to see a letter from Roberta Laundry to her late son Brian, Petito's fiancé and suspected killer. The so-called burn after reading letter supposedly offers to help him get out of prison, which the Petito parents' lawyer argues proves they knew she was dead before her body was found. Target says it's removing some of its Pride Collection items out of concern for employee safety. The retail giant says since this year's Pride Month collection was introduced, there have been threats impacting team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Lawmakers are considering harsher penalties for fentanyl possession today.
The House is meeting today to complete consideration of a bill classifying fentanyl as a Schedule I controlled substance. Schedule I drugs are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples are heroin, LSD, ecstasy, peyote. In some states, possession will land you up to $20,000 fines, and you could spend up to 5 years in prison. A final vote from the House is expected this afternoon. I'm Lance Prime.
President Biden says the late Tina Turner was a once-in-a-generation talent that changed American music forever. In a statement, he offered love and prayers to Turner's family and fans around the world who are mourning her passing. The Queen of Rock and Roll died peacefully yesterday at the age of 83. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.